The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It's just after 3 p.m. It is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020. And we are live with today's KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Sam. Still. It's been Sam the whole time. Continues to be Sam. Let me check with my partner here. Becky, are you still Becky?
I'm still Becky.
Okay. The long-term, nothing has caused you to change your name to anything else?
Nope. Just like our stasis of staying at home, my name continues to be the same. But I do want to wish you and everyone a happy Earth Day.
Oh, is it Earth Day today?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. I was expecting you to say, when you said, I want to wish you, and my brain's like, okay, I know one of Becky's things is to pick a strange holiday, like Happy Alternative Machine Lubrication Day, like for using lima beans as lubrication in your, you know, lima bean derived engine oil or something like that.
It's Earth Day. It's also National Administrative Assistance Day. So for all of our secretaries and database administrators and all of the really behind the scenes work that you guys do that are keeping a lot of us running while a lot of us are working from home.
Wait, are database administrators considered the thing you said that?
But administrative assistants?
Okay.
Folks that work in cubes and help people that make decisions, right? Like, I have huge respect for that kind of work. It's work that I am not very good at doing.
I suspect database administrator might mean different things to you and me.
Fair. Okay.
Okay, because I've done database administration on a time, and it didn't seem like administrative assistant stuff. It just seemed like a new way to manage a big piece of software with lots of data in it.
Okay.
I don't know. No, I'm actually curious. It's
like registrars and secretaries.
Yeah, that all makes sense to
mm-hmm.
me. Yeah. I'm not saying if you're a database administrator, you're not
appreciated.
You're not appreciated.
You just might have your own day.
On the contrary. Well, okay, let's get to the news. So what are today's briefings, Becky?
Well, first of all, state-level updates and info on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing the coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online.
Moving on to Washington State, Washington residents with federal family education program loans or private student loans can now contact their student loan servicer to learn about newly available relief options.
Which is something that we had said yesterday in yesterday's briefings.
Am I looking at yesterday's?
You appear to be looking at yesterday's.
Oh.
So let me go ahead while Sam pulls up his notes and let us know that throughout Washington State, the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction has issued updated statewide guidelines concerning grades for public school students. Elementary and middle school students will receive report cards as determined by local districts, and all students will move on to the next grade unless mutually agreed upon by schools and families. For high school students, no pass-fail type grades will be given, and students who do not pass may be given incompletes to be made up later. High school transcripts will mark courses that were completed during the school closures. The full guidelines can be found online at k12.wa.us.
Moving on to Mount Rainier National Park. Mount Rainier National Park is celebrating Parks Week through social media while the park is closed to visitors. Today's theme is Earth Day because it's Earth Day, and I'm now looking at the right notes. And tomorrow is Throwback Thursday. Unlike Throwback Wednesday, where I read the notes from Tuesday. Info and activities are found on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and Twitter at Mount Rainier NPS. Yeah. Okay. So then Moving a little bit more locally to Pierce County, peak season fares start May 1st for Pierce County Ferry. Riders may request refunds for unused non-peak season tickets by going to piercecountywa.gov/ferry and clicking on Buy Tickets before May 11th. Customers can also call Pierce County Ferries at 253-588-1950. Customers can also call Pierce County... The Economic Development Board for Tacoma Pierce County has an ongoing conference call and webinar series discussing resources for companies and workers impacted by COVID-19. Details are available at edbtacomapierce.org/COVID-19 or by calling 253-383-4726. The Pierce County Council has expanded its COVID-19 Emergency Small Business Relief Loan Program. Details can be found at piercecountywa.gov or by calling 253-798-6150.
Here in Tacoma, renters in Tacoma who are struggling to pay rent due to reduced or lost wages from the COVID-19 emergency can now apply for rent help from the city. Online applications are found at cityoftacoma.org/coronavirus. People who need translation services or are unable to access the online link can call 253-582-5230 Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon for assistance. That's a small window of time, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Applications will be accepted through May 6th, 2020. No information will be shared with ICE about immigration or citizenship status.
All right, here's the point on the show where I admit that a medication that I'm on for that thing that I'm under the weather about makes me a little woozy. So
so you got your dates wrong. It's okay. Things are tending to run together a little bit for all of us that are on day 45 or so of staying home.
I saw the Mount Rainier National Park, and I'm like, yeah, that was on today's notes. I must be on the right page. So, I mean, there was some logic. Some logic going on there.
There's definite logic there.
Okay. An attempt at logic. Not really logic, but whatever. Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources via the United Way. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number where you can call or text us is 253-330-8821. Now, thankfully, onto the interview.
Leah Michelson works for the City of Tacoma's Office of Environmental Policy and Sustainability, and I am so excited to talk about Earth Day with you today. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky. Yes, happy Earth Day.
Did I get your last name right, Michelson?
You did. Yep, Leah Michelson. That's me.
Excellent. So the Office of Environmental Policy and Sustainability, that seems huge. Do you have a specific purview that you oversee or work with?
Yeah, so it is a mouthful. We kind of shorten it to either OEPS, that acronym, or, you know, we also answer to just the Tacoma Sustainability Office or the City Sustainability Office. Our office has been around for a little over a decade. We are housed within the Environmental Services Department with the city, but our office specifically focuses on kind of key areas of sustainability. So natural systems, transportation, buildings and energy, materials management, climate resiliency, you know, anything and everything you can think that might fall under that category of environmental sustainability, we usually have our fingers on.
There was recently the Tacoma City Council that declared an official climate emergency. Was that a project of the Office of Tacoma Sustainability, or was it brought by others? How were you involved in that?
Yeah, you know, so our office was instrumental in kind of getting that going, but it really came out of a need and a partnership with a number of community groups. Tacoma's youth and young adult community really, you know, raised the alarm bells over the last few years that Tacoma needed to do something. So we were pleased to pass that resolution in conjunction with them, as well as, you know, working with some of our Native American communities. So yeah, while we were maybe the office within the city that could kind of push that through, it really was a result and a product of a number of community partnerships. And we were really pleased that Tacoma was actually the first city in the state of Washington to pass that kind of an emergency resolution. So looking forward to that resolution and kind of, you know, that laid the groundwork for a number of environmental justice and sustainability initiatives that are going to be coming in the coming years.
I'm a little bit bemused here. Tacoma was the first municipality in Washington to declare a climate emergency.
We were. And, you know, don't quote me on it because other cities might have followed suit. But as far as I'm aware, we were the first city in Washington to do so. Yes.
That's kind of unfathomable to me, given that we know that our climate and our ecosystems are really at risk and in very delicate balance at this time. What are some of the things that are coming from this particular resolution? Because we know sometimes, you know, that lots of governments could make a resolution and give a nice stamp, but there's something coming of this, right?
Sure. You know, I would encourage listeners to check out the resolution and read it in detail themselves. But I think some of the main key points to cover, I mean, we could be here for an hour talking about everything that the resolution details. But I think some of the key components of it are a lot of funding came out of it, or a lot of funding that's going to be dedicated towards specific, like I said, environmental justice programs and initiatives for the coming years. A lot of things are going to be kind of put in place in the short term, things like city staff being trained and going through programs and training to understand the impacts of climate change from, you know, our city as an organization and kind of what that means, which is something we haven't had in the past. So I think in the short term, it means getting city staff on board to understand what we can do as an organization here in Tacoma and within our region to help mitigate the impacts of climate change. But beyond that, there's a myriad of things that it means, and we're kind of looking forward to, not just within our office, but within the Environmental Services Department and across other city departments, kind of seeing what that looks like in the next few years. Like I said, it's a long resolution and there's a lot in there, so I just encourage listeners to check it out and learn more about it. And then, of course, let us know if you have questions. We'd be more than happy to talk more about it.
Now, the Sustainability Fair is something that I really, really enjoyed going to. It's been at the convention center. I always come home with really cool freebies or things like that. I came home with reusable straws and tote bags that we can bring, you know, when we're picking up groceries, some T-shirts. Learning about cool environmental projects that are available through all of our community organizations, but the Sustainability Fair had to be canceled this year. So I was really excited then that there's like an entire Earth Month celebration going on. Can you tell us a little bit more about Earth Month and then specifically Earth Week and Earth Day?
For sure. So the first thing that I'll mention is that the Sustainability Expo wasn't actually canceled. We like to say it was postponed. We actually have set a new date for the expo, assuming that you know, our state and regional health guidelines allow us to do so. We hope to have the Sustainability Expo on Saturday, June 27th. So we had over 160 vendors signed up to attend. So again, assuming that it's safe to do so, which we won't know for a few weeks or even a month or so or more, we hope to have the expo on June 27th. So that's the first thing that I'll tell you. And we hope to have all sorts of community members there.
Okay, that's going in my calendar then.
For sure, for sure. Like I said, we'll be sure to keep community members posted as to when that happens. We were in our 13th year of Sustainability Expo and really bummed we weren't able to have it in March. But if we can safely do so, we absolutely look forward to celebrating in June. But you did mention Earth Day. So yeah, happy Earth Day. Today is a special anniversary of Earth Day. Not only is it Earth Day, which is a special day anyway, but it's also the 50th anniversary of Earth Day this year. Back in 1970, you know, tens of millions of Americans got together to demand protections, you know, environmental protections that a lot of us consider fundamental today, you know, clean air, clean water. But now, you know, Earth Day has taken on kind of a different meaning. And Earth Day this year is especially unique, obviously, because we are all celebrating across the planet a lot differently than I think a lot of us anticipated. You know, given the COVID-19 pandemic and the crisis that we're all facing as a planet, we've had to kind of reevaluate, not just in our office, in the city, or in Tacoma, kind of what it means to celebrate Earth Day and how we can do that when we can't collectively come together in groups and can't go out and celebrate, you know, in the streets and in the parks and have this, you know, this physical coming together. So the city for the past year, even before the COVID-19 crisis, we had partnered with a number of other community organizations to form the Earth Day South Sound Collaborative, or partnership, if you would. Earth Day South Sound is a group of us. There's a number of organizations, the City of Tacoma, Tacoma Public Utilities, Metro Parks Tacoma, Tacoma Tree Foundation, Pierce Conservation District, the Point Defiance Zoo. There's a bunch of organizations on board, and we wanted to come together and figure out how we can celebrate Earth Day here in the South Sound, and more recently, how we can celebrate Earth Day in the South Sound virtually, and while we have to physically be apart. So what that means is a lot of our campaigns and initiatives this year have transitioned to being online via social media, and we really want to encourage people that even though we can't physically be together, there are still ways that you can celebrate Earth Day, even if it's not how we expected or hoped to be able to celebrate this year.
Can you tell us about Enviro Challengers, Urban Green? I mean, there's so much media that's there that even before we were all staying home, we had access to. Can you tell us about some of those different pieces of media that's available?
Definitely. You know, I'm so proud of our office and our ability to kind of adapt to this situation. You mentioned our Enviro Challengers team. They're a fantastic team in our office, the Enviro Challengers. If any of your listeners are parents that have school-aged children, you might recognize their tie-dye lab coats. They can often be found in our public schools, and they go out and they teach environmental lessons. They work with our schools and our teachers to come into the classrooms and teach kids all about environmentalism and sustainability. Obviously, that hasn't been able to happen for the last month or so since schools have been closed here in Washington. And our Enviro Challengers team jumped right into action immediately. And they said, okay, how can we still support our students and our families, even if we can't be physically with them in the classrooms? So on our Facebook page, Facebook at Tacoma Sustainability, you can find daily videos that our Enviro Challengers have been posting that are fun challenges that families can take with their kids at home that kind of keep those environmental lessons in mind and bring the Enviro Challengers into people's homes, albeit virtually, you know, during this time while we all have to be staying home and staying healthy.
Now, apart from the Facebook page, how can folks learn more about Tacoma Sustainability?
For sure. So there's a number of ways you can, stay in touch with us. First, I'll mention we had been talking about Earth Day. I do want to mention Earth Day South Sound again, because that is today. That's what we're celebrating here. So if you go to earthdaysouthsound.org, there's a number of actions you can take to pledge to celebrate Earth Day from your homes and while staying safe and staying healthy. So that's earthdaysouthsound.org. Beyond that, you can go to cityoftacoma.org/sustainability or cityoftacoma.org/EAP. And that stands for the Environmental Action Plan, which is a really cool report card, for lack of a better term, to show Tacoma how we're doing when it comes to environmentalism and sustainability. We just released that report today, so I'd encourage you to check out cityoftacoma.org/sustainability and cityoftacoma.org/EAP. And of course, we're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Now, Leah, I do want to ask you personally, as someone who's in Tacoma, working for Tacoma, what do you like best about Tacoma?
That's a great question. You know, I've lived in Tacoma for a little over 2.5 years. I'm a transplant from the east side of the state. And coming here to Tacoma, I think what I like best is that I'm continually surprised by Tacoma in a good way. You know, I had maybe some preconceived notions about Tacoma as a town or about the west side as a region. And I've just been pleasantly surprised for the past 2.5 years since being here, just by the resilience of the community members, the support, the enthusiasm, and just kind of the, tenacious grits of Tacoma. I've been really pleased and really impressed to be a part of this community and to just see Tacoma changing and to be everly continually surprised by it.
Well, Leah, thank you so much for joining me today. Leah Michelson works with the City of Tacoma's Office of Environmental Policy and Sustainability, and she joined me to talk about Earth Day and sustainability in general. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Becky, and happy Earth Day.
Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our website is daily.ktqa.org. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. You can call or text us at 253-330-8821. See you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.